Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, is the Mishnah Yomi for Yud Gimel Nisan. So wishing everyone in advance a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. We are in the fifth parak of Kilayim at Mishnah Vav. Haroe Yerek Shebekerem. One sees a vegetable growing in his vineyard. He's got a problem. Ve'amar, and he says, Kesh'agia lo, when I reach it, Elok Taina, I will rip it out, Mutter. It's mutter. So what he's doing is he's walking through his vineyard and he's taking care of some vines or tending to some business, and he sees it in front of him. He's sort of on the way there, but he's busy working with his grapevines or something else in his vineyard. He says, oh, when I get there, I'm going to rip it out. So it's fine. He doesn't have to run over there the second he sees it and rip it out. He can finish what he's working on, and he's on the way there already, and then he'll rip it out. That's fine. Kesha achazor alaktena. He says, if he sees it behind him, and he says, let me finish this row, or let me finish this vineyard, or whatever I'm doing, and then I'll go back for it. So in the first case, it was in front of him, now it's behind him. Im hosif metayim aser. If the plant adds 1/200 of its growth, it's aser as kilayim. He should have gone back for it right away, even though it don't make him run ahead for it. This 1/200 apparently is measured by weight. So if a similar vegetable would add 2/200 of its weight in the time span, that sort of shows that he's not in any hurry to rip it out. And he's as if he's being mekayim kilayim. As we said in the last Mishnah, even seeing kilayim in the field and letting it go, that's usur, and it becomes pentikdosh, pentukod eish, and must be burnt. Some other farshim say if you would pluck it and it would dry out 1/200 of its weight, that's a similar shear to it growing 1/200. In that time span, if he had waited, it would become usur. Mishnah Zayin, haya over bekerem, v'nafel min ezraim. He's walking through his vineyard, and he had some seeds in his pocket or his backpack or whatever, and they fell out, but he didn't know right away. Oshiyatsu imizvolim, or there were seeds in the zevel. Zevel is fertilizer. It was animal waste was used as fertilizer, and certainly animals were eating all sorts of things, and they had various seeds in their waste. O imamayim, or there were seeds in the water that he was using to water the vineyard. Hazorea v'siartol ruch l'acharav. Somebody else was sowing the field next door, and the wind blew seeds behind him. Mutter. So what we mean by mutter is he becomes aware, oh, some seeds might have blown in on the wind or the water, the fertilizer, whatever it is. So he doesn't have to go crawling on the ground to pick up every little kernel of seed that might have blown in. That's on a practical level, it's impossible. What he's going to do, we're going to see Rabbi Akiva will explain. See, arto haruach lefanav, if the wind blew seeds in front of him, Rabbi Akiva omer, imasavim yufach. Now, Rabbi Akiva is saying is he's aware that the wind blew some seeds in, but it's very hard to find them all. Obviously, if he sees a pile of seeds, he's going to pick it up. He's not going to let it sit there and start growing. But every little seed to get is practically impossible, but he's aware of it, so he's keeping an eye out. And if they become osovim, which is literally grass, like they're sprouting up a little blade of grass, but here we're talking about wheat or some other kind of plant that's usually edible, that's why they've got seeds for it. So if it's, you know, a little sprout, yufach, so turn it over with the hoe, so it's not going to grow. Im oviv, oviv is like Tel Aviv, is like springtime, but this means it's beginning to grow. It has like a bit of a sprout. Yinupitz, now yinupitz might mean crush it, or it might mean crush all the seeds so it can't be grow into seed. But maybe you could keep the stalks and use it as hay somewhere else. Imavia dogon, if it's already grown into, dogon is like the seed, the wheat kernel. Tidolik. So tidolik means burn. That means he's waited too long and now it's become a problem. And it's aser behanah, has to be burnt. And also the grapevines in the 16 amah square of his vineyard. 16 amah circle, pardon me. That was yesterday's Mishnah. It said circle, not square. Must be burnt because they become kilayim. So we see from here, if he becomes aware that a foreign seed came in, he doesn't necessarily have to crawl on hands and knees to find every seed, but he wants to get rid of it, but it's practically impossible. So he's going to wait a little bit until it comes up so he can identify it and destroy it. But if he waits too long, he's going to be destroying a big chunk of his vineyard. So he can't let things go that are going to become a problem. That's a big hashkafa in life, and for Pesach cleaning as well. Tizkulimizot.